I've heard a lot about her.
She's definitely brave enough for this job. And she carried it out perfectly.
That's what I like about you. You care about your people. Like Ban Nam, God rest his soul. It's like my father always said, if you find money on the sidewalk, always count it.
I'm not a thief. Have I ever not paid on time?
No, no, no.
Of course I trust you. I don't trust the business. It's a cruel business.
Believe me, I know all about it. The wounds its cruelty has given me are still fresh.
If I only ever have one more day to live, I will get every one of those scoundrels who pulled Ben Ham under. You know I always stand by my word.
Yes, I know.
Here. Here's a little bonus. I don't want you saying Rashid doesn't treat his people well.
I don't work for you or anybody. Keep it. I'm working in Benham's place. And for your information, we are partners now.
Oh dear, why are you so touchy lately? Take it! Huh? It's your right, you've owned it! It's all yours. Go on, take it, it's all yours. Come on!
Goodbye.
Damina. I would like to see this girl. What is her name? Shirin?
Why would you want to see her? Don't concern yourself with the little people. If they get caught, they'll quickly confess to everything, and then they'll take you down too.
I know you well. You always manage to pick the right person.
You won't pick someone who'll confess to anything easily.
If she really is brave enough to do the job, well, I'll raise her in the ranks.
We've talked about this already. Our deal was to work separately with our own people. You're not supposed to meet one another. And that's exactly why we've been working well together up till
now. Listen, Tamina. You're worth a lot to me. Because you really work well. You do the job well, and you don't get caught. But your memory's rotten. You keep forgetting who you are. You keep forgetting who I am. Now don't forget why I'm standing here. Do you hear me? Here, take this. Send it to my office. I want to test her. Tell her I am a client. If she's brave enough, she'll make good money. It'll do her good. Don't you like making good money? Don't you like your car? Don't you like your house? Don't you like all the other things?
Yeah, I like it.
Ah, that's better. Now, what do you think about the house?
Put bathrooms in all four corners. You'll need them.
Good one. Bathrooms.
He left the house. You were right. Good night.
You're late, Rashid.
You're still awake?
I waited for you. Have you had dinner?
Yes, I have.
You said you wouldn't.
I had a little bite with the guys. You should eat.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Are the kids asleep?
They fell asleep. They tried to stay awake to see you. So where have you been?
I've been working like a dog. What do you think? I'm going to see the kids.
You'll wake them.
I'll be careful. I have to get up early in the morning, and I don't know what time I'll be coming home. Nice clothes. Are they new?
Why did we stop, Gazale?
Come here.
Hey, you're hurting me.
I said come.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Just be quiet for a second.
Why aren't we going?
We'll go this way today.
I'll be late.
You won't be. Turn around. I said turn around.
What for?
Now listen to me.
What did you put in there?
Nothing. Samane, listen carefully. You know where the fountains are, right?
Yes.
Go there and wait for me.
Yes, but what about school?
Stop talking about school. Wait there for a little while, and if you see that I don't come...
Why wouldn't you?
I will. Go and stay there.
You can leave, miss. Wait for a minute.
Sir, I can't even wait 1 second. I'm late for my class.
I'm not a colonel. You'll get to your class. Please hand over your bag.
You've reached an impasse.
Who do you think you are?
I'm the managing director's secretary. If they found out what I've told you, I'll be in trouble.
They've changed the workshop locks.
You need to hand in everything.
I'm not handing in anything. Nobody has the right to toy with me like this.
You're so obvious. If they kept you, it's because of the things you know. They need you.
I don't know anything anymore. If I'm still here, it's because I don't want someone else to take credit for it.
They know about the computers.
What computers? Tell me!
It's Mirlohi, the new project manager. He told them you didn't give him the password.
Okay.
So they changed the locks. They said that if you're not working with them...
There's nothing in that computer.
Then why won't you give him the password?
I've forgotten it. I'll give it to him when I remember it. If he knows how to turn on a computer.
He knows. Don't bicker with them.
No, I'm not. They can't change the lock in this place, can they?
Saman. Password.
R2-D2.
What happened?
Nothing. What were you expecting?
I saw the police officer. What did he say?
Don't ask so many questions. Didn't you say you were late?
School has already started now. Everyone's in class.
Samana, dear, I'll take you myself and tell them Mother was sick.
Azar?
Yes. Mommy Azar. What's wrong?
Please, can you take that thing out of my bag?
Yes, when we go out of the park.
Why outside?
Samane, if you ask one more question, I'm going to leave here so you can go to school alone. Do you hear me? What? What? Should I leave?
Go. Go anywhere you like. Who told you to take me to school? I'll just go to school on my own from now on. Now take out whatever you put in my bag. Go on, take it.
Do you think you're the only one who's late? Get up. Hurry.
What will come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets? This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother. A woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl, a holy woman, a holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zechariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in His hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name, along with the name of three other women. That voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names.
The Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites who would keep them in bondage. He will loose their bindings.
How could we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Saint Mary, coming soon on iFilm.
Samane, come here.
You won't say what it is?
No questions. Turn around.
Then I will not let you take it.
Stop being such a brat and turn around. I'm talking to you. Get over here. What's wrong with you today?
You're hurting me. I'm going to tell Daddy.
Why are you crying? Go and tell him. Turn around. This is it. No.
A mirror? Can I have it?
It's not for you. You don't have any use for this. Don't even think about it.
The police don't like mirrors? Is that why you gave it to me?
Well, Mother gave this mirror to me. I love it very much, and I was afraid that they would search my bag and drop it. So I gave it to you so you could keep it. I really love it, though. Samana, you have to understand.
Can I look at myself in it?
No, no. Go on, go. Maybe I'll give it to you someday.
You promise?
I promise. Go on. Go on.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Hello.
So, you're spinning the world.
Well, for the time being, I'm being spun by you. I come here once a week. We talk and laugh and bargain, and in the end, nothing.
It's because you don't have enough money. Bring the money, and you'll be in the boot.
The boot?
Haven't you noticed? Italy looks like a boot.
Oh, yes. Well, I've got a long way ahead.
Well, you've made things difficult. You say you want to go to study, but you're dragging along two people with you. One of them is your sister, and it's hard to get her through because of her age. The other is a boy who hasn't even completed army yet. They make it expensive.
What can I do?
When a hot balloon climbs into the sky, it gets rid of its load. Get rid of your load, so you can go up.
I can't do that.
Well, then you have to jump off. Get closer to the ground. Otherwise, you need to pay more money, which you can't yet.
Up till now, you've taken all the money I've made.
I am one of the hundreds of people and connections who need money to send you there. But since I'm the only one you see, you take it out on me. Isn't that so?
Because you don't tell me up front it's not gonna happen. You keep saying today.
Oh, it will happen. Who says it won't? But you want to pay in installments. 100 or 200,000 each time.
I've already paid 10 million.
I'm the last one in a long line of people. If you get rid of your load, we'll go to Turkey. Stay in Istanbul for a while. Then we'll send you to Italy.
We?
You'll come with me. A sham marriage. Then you won't need your father's or your husband's consent. What do you say, yeah?
Who do you think you are?
Why are you so upset?
I've changed my mind. Give me back my money.
It was just a proposition. You can say yes, or you can say no.
That's enough! Get rid of your load, hot air balloon, and a bunch of other garbage. I told you, I've changed my mind.
You're already short. You owe me. I've sent you paperwork. Here are the copies. But I'll either give it to your father, or to the other guy. I actually proposed to you. If you can't take it, then that's your problem.
You had no right. You're just a simple errand boy. If I'd come here, it's not because of your looks and your style. I've given you money and you work for me. By the way, don't threaten me with my father. I'll take you down with all your people if I have to, got it?
Hey, slow down. All that you just said just means no. I got my answer. I understand. So either forget about the whole thing or bring me more money.
I have squat right now. You good for nothing.
You disappear for a while. I'm all by myself. And your mother is constantly watching the door, waiting for you to come back. You think she doesn't talk? I can see the disapproval in her eyes.
Disapproval about what? I have problems of my own, you know.
You're not a mother to understand what she wants from her child.
Then what do you call him who's outside?
I know. But that's a little different. You need to carry it with you for 9 months to know it.
What difference does it make? Please don't start with that again. Nima is like my own son. If I don't come here often, it's because of your sharp tongue.
Listen, you call it a sharp tongue. I call it the truth. If you don't come here often, you're hurting your mother. You're only hurting her, not me.
Strangers don't rub the fact that I can't get pregnant in my face, but you always do. Was it my fault I couldn't conceive?
No, it wasn't your fault. But you married the wrong guy. Your poor mother objected, but you never listened. You're a tough girl. You've got a strong character. You two were Romeo and Juliet.
I'm in this situation because of her. Benham wasn't a bad guy. His friend stabbed him in the back. And I'm going to get back at each of them.
If I say something, you'll say I have a sharp tongue. You'll think I'm nagging because I'm taking care of your mother. She's my sister-in-law. She's the mother of my niece. And I'm all alone. I'm not saying you owe me. I'm saying it's your fault. It's your fault she's like this.
Is that true, Mother? Is it because of me? Is it my fault? Say something, please. Blink your eyes. Or at least move your hands a little.
A mother won't tell her child. But if a broken-hearted mother curses her child, that child will never, ever be happy. Never be happy again.
Then she has cursed me, because I've never been happy in my life. There's only one thing left. And if it really happens, it'll all be over for me.
I hope it happens sooner than later.
You see, Mother? Your sister-in-law has such a sharp tongue. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying or not. I wanted to stay longer. But I can't take her tongue lashings anymore.
I don't know now. I don't know now, Mother, when I'll be able to come again. I want you to know that you're always in my heart. And if you've cursed me, Mother, please forgive me.
Despite the sudden charge in tariffs and the low-priced goods that our competitors flooded the market with, I was able to keep the payment balances stable. All of you may have gathered here to collect this year's profits, and that's normal. It's your right. But I must give you this good news that in the second half of this year, we have no loss. These charts confirm this. Keeping the company from going into debt was a really hard job. That is all. Thank you.
Excellent. Just your hand was shaking a bit. Excellent. Just your hand was shaking a bit.
Gentlemen, I've just joined this group of shareholders. I've known Afshin for a long time. I was Cameron's friend, his father. Mr. Bahrami, these don't match up. At a certain time, I was on the other side, so I didn't care about these ups and downs. I am here now in front of you, speaking to you, because of my 25% share in this company. So now the ups and downs and profits and balances are very important to me, and they don't match up. I own 25% of the company, and it owes me. That's all there is to it. This is strictly business.
You should have told us about selling your share.
That was my share. It was a personal deal.
You acted secretively. If you wanted to sell, perhaps we could have bought it.
What's done is done. Afshin hasn't done anything illegal. He's sold his share.
The managing director has a responsibility.
And it should have been selected unanimously.
Allow me, gentlemen. I'm a lawyer, and the Constitution states the same.
I'm okay with that, so who's the replacement? Who is it?
Yes. Mr. Vagafi. He's been part of the group before, and he knows everything. And he's healthier than me and you.
It's fine by me. I'll do anything I can for the company.
What can you do for this company?
I ain't got none of the problems that you got, huh?
Watch where you're going with this, Yavash.
Well, Mr. Bahrami, is this how all your meetings turn out?
This meeting is adjourned, gentlemen. My family still has the largest stake in this company, 55%. Then there will be no change. That's all.
Afshin, I agree with the gentleman here.
What the hell? You said you would back me up.
I changed my mind.
Why didn't you tell me, at least?
Why didn't you tell me you sold 25% of your share?
Siavish knew. How did you not know? I have plans for the company's future profits. We can go co-op with some other companies. We need to revive this company. And you know I'm the one for the job. Nenda. You can bring me back, please. They just have 45% of the share. Bring me back, Neda.
I know that you burned those documents.
You had me followed? You can't throw me out of my father's company.
The Constitution says the shareholders can change the managing director.
I don't care about the Constitution. You've all ganged up on me. Each and every one of you.
Afshin, take a seat. We all need to help and work together to fix this company.
I'm not helping anyone. I'm not helping anyone do anything.
Madam, please order some food for us, will you? Thank you.
What's wrong?
Mr. Farzana. Hello.
Hello?
I wanted to talk to you.
I have an office and a secretary. Call and get an appointment.
Oh, cut the crap. I know everything, Mr. Farzana.
What are you gonna do with it?
I'll notify the press. I really will. I'll tell everyone that we started the project from scratch, but now that there's the trip and a possible award involved, you want to take it all away from us, don't you?
You're speaking like a child. You'll get nowhere like that. What is it? Okay, well done. But leave the rest to the others. It's called division of labor. You're a smart person. Do you get what I'm saying?
I'll stand till the end. I'll do whatever it takes and talk to whoever I have to talk to in order to get this thing done.
Come to my office and we'll talk. This project is going places. Don't ruin it.
Where is it going? Malaysia. Where's my part in this project, Mr. Farzana? Tell me, where is it?
You will tell everyone you'll resign. You'll give up the managing position. I don't give my consent, and you'll resign again. You say you have personal problems? The trip will take place. And when we come back, then I will promote you. You'll get Mirloy's job. How about that?
Nah.
You are so greedy. You will end up with nothing.
Now you listen to me, Mr. Farzana. I won't resign, and I won't back down. You can fire me, but stand your ground, because I'm standing my ground until the very end, do you hear me?
همین جا رو همین گوشه دنیا رو همین دل تنگی و دل واپسی ها رو همینا رو توی قلبت نگه دار و خودت رو دست این کابوس نسپار و به من از این اصرار از این سرگیجه تبدار از این احساس حتا از خودت بیزار از این بیراه رفتن دست بردار از این بیراه رفتن دست بردار همینو